Hello, everybody.
Charity here with
Tracy and Rhonda. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. It's mirror. We all have our own mics this week, so we should be able to hear everybody really good, which is exciting. We are growing and molding and shaping our way into this podcast's
personality.
We'd like to shout out Poggio Liana Wine. We're drinking the Cataratto today. Delicious. Thank you for sponsoring. Today is Veterans Day, so we would like to raise a glass, a toast to all of our veterans who took our country and all the families that sacrificed as well. So thank you so much,
all of you,
for your service.
Thank you.
So. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. So this week, I'm growing up, guys. That's what's happening. I'm starting puberty at all the things. Middle school days. Gosh, that's like the worst.
Those are tough times
for me.
It's the time of your life. Surely was for me, I'll tell you. Middle school, I went to Temecula Middle School and we had three grades here. I know that some areas in the country have different numbers, like different amounts of grades. Middle school and elementary and stuff, but we had three grades, sixth through eighth grade, and our school was small still. I have to say, it was the only middle school in the valley still, guys. I'm gonna pick it up right here. I will tell you, like, really quick before we get into it, I feel like it's you guys know me, I'm very transparent and raw and real, and I mentioned it in the last podcast and last episode, but I do want to remind everybody that, first of all, we are not scripted or rehearsed at all. So
zero.
It's exactly what you hear is what you get. And two, we do have little like bullet points. So sometimes if I skip a bullet point, it kind of takes me out of order, but we're trying to just kind of chronological in a general sense. So all the memories of middle school, it may not be in chronological sixth, seventh, through eighth grade in order. But so, and then if a story takes me down a side path, then that's where we're going to go with it, right? So anyways, so sixth grade, I just remember, you know, finishing fifth grade from elementary school, I feel like I was, you know, you're kind of on a high, you're the oldest kids in the school, and, you know, you feel like a big deal as the oldest ones in elementary school. But then you go to middle school and now you drop down the ladder, down to sixth grade. It's great. I actually remember really enjoying it. There was a few people that came to school. One specifically, I adored her. She came to school in sixth grade. And I just remember enjoying it. I don't remember a lot of like really significant moments. And I can't even tell you, because I do have down here my bra story, and I can't remember if it was sixth or seventh grade, but here's what I will tell you. I'm the last girl in my class to have to wear a bra. And I probably didn't even need it when I finally got it.
But me too.
Same.
So great. So we're in good company. You guys.
Same boat.
I remember, like, you know, sixth grade, well, kids are so hard on you anyway. And I remember wearing my bra for the first time, and then I wore a shirt that like was open wider on the neck than like where your bra goes. So it didn't cover the bra, but I can promise you, I didn't realize it when I put the shirt. Maybe it was my subconscious thought, but I wore that shirt. And so all recess, I had to hear about charities. Like, we don't think of something else to talk about, guys, at recess. But yeah, that's, you know, the big deal. All the stuff happens to girls, I think, during middle school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
All the stuff.
All
the stuff. Good, the bad, and the ugly. And the ugly I will not be sharing with the world today, but there is my bestie back then. You remember the story.
I'm telling it.
You can tell us offline.
So I can tell in the control environment. But yeah, so let's see. I can tell you that I failed my first class in seventh grade. That was really rough. I never failed a class. In fact, I always got really good grades. You know what was going on. Seventh grade was a hard year for me. I had kind of like my best friends from elementary school, a couple of them went to another high school, or I guess middle school, another school. In fact, let me go back to tell you that one of my best friends and the guy that I had the biggest crush on, they both went to Linfield Private School. And oh, how I wanted to go to Linfield. I begged and begged my parents. At the time, unfortunately, we could not afford it. It's a private school and it does cost. And, you know, I don't know if my mom knew you could get, like, what is it called? Scholarship, or yeah, I don't even know if she realized that or if she just didn't. I can't imagine that. But yeah, I wanted to go so bad and follow my best friend and the crush I had. So I do believe it was seventh grade, maybe.
No, that's deep.
Grade, you know,
so separated.
It does. So I kind of like floundered a little bit in seventh grade.
That makes sense.
Then they were allowed to, like, back then. I don't know if they still do it. You could invite a friend on campus for a day, probably to try to get.
Yeah.
And so my best friend invited me, and it was chapel the day that I went. And I was so like, I had a crush on, had a girlfriend. And it was my best friend's friend. That was her friend at the school. And so it was kind of rough. And I, you know how you like try to play it cool and you try not to be obvious if you're looking at. Like looking for him all day and then looking at recess. I was like, I don't think we should sit with them at recess. That'll be awkward.
Yeah, comfortable.
I know. But here's where this leads into one of my most embarrassing moments, only because I had a crush on this kid. But it was chapel that day. And so you go into the gymnasium and you sit in the all the kids sit in the bleachers and the pastor does like teaches you about something in the Bible that day. And so everybody prays. So they pray before and after his sprint. Well, so we sat right in front of my crush and his girlfriend because they were all. And so obviously I was nice and it's fine. I was just bummed because. So I'm sitting on the bleachers, you know, they're wood bleachers, and we're praying. And I don't realize, I don't know why I didn't realize, but. As the prayer's going on, the whole place is silent. Apparently, my booty was sliding off the bleachers. And what happens? I end up sliding all the way off the bleachers and ping.
No.
Yes. And the whole gymnasium stops and looks at me, or in my direction at least, you know. And I'm not going to say your name, but my crush was behind me with his girlfriend, and I was mortified.
Really, poor thing.
He was mortified. It was very hard to see from that because I couldn't go anywhere. Run, you can't run and hide. Not when you're in the bleachers. Basically. So yeah, that was one of my most embarrassing moments. Because it's hard to embarrass me. I really don't get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen you embarrassed in my life. Ever.
No.
Ever.
Really hard to embarrass. And even when I am embarrassed, I'm not mortified. I just like laugh and I think it's funny. At that time, I did not think it was funny at all. It was so, so embarrassed. So anyway, but I survived it. It's fine. And they didn't stay together. So whatever. Yeah, I've talked to him. He didn't end up coming back to our school. No, he didn't.
So you never got a chance to date him or?
I never did. He was one. Okay, this is funny. It's bringing us back to last week. He was one that gave me the roll-on cologne in third grade.
Aww.
I could have had him back then. I don't know what I was waiting for. But yeah, so anyway, so that was that. Back to McKillen Middle School, where I wasn't much better.
Did you guys ever go to school again together, or
that was it? I was just trying to think. I don't. We did.
Okay.
He might have graduated from Linfield, but I just know we like stay in touch. Like I still on social media see him and saw him in our adult life. I can't remember when and where, but yeah, super nice guy. Doesn't live around here. His doctor.
Nice.
Yeah. Impressive.
Really impressive.
So anyways, Okay, in seventh grade is also a lot of things happened in seventh grade. Seventh grade is when my new best friend came. But we couldn't have been more a more unlikely couple at the time. So this new girl comes middle school, seventh grade, and she is tough. Like, she wears all black, big oversized yellow parachute jacket, her hair and pony, like, cool, like no one else has worn their hair cool pony. And there's something about her that when she came on campus, I just was intrigued by her. But me, I don't really think I've given everyone a true ground of me back then. I was like, I was raised in a very like loving Christian home. Very, you know, my relationship with God was very real to me, still is to this day. But I was very convicted also. Like, my mom raised us to really understand right and wrong. And we feared doing the wrong thing, my sister and I. All my sisters and I. So when the world would say to do this, if it wasn't okay with my mom, I'd be like, nope, sorry. Confidently with that problem, everybody knew. And I said, no, I couldn't be swayed by peer pressure. I was just very, very grounded in my morals and values, and I wouldn't waver.
So you're a rule follower.
Rule follower, goody two shoes. What else do you want to call? Yep, I was all of it. I still get that to this day, even though I've broken a little bit of those chains, and I still hear that. You know, I'm definitely the most rule following of all. But anyway, so she came in, say, like a wrecking ball, but very strong. And I had had a couple girlfriends that I time with. There was one gal that I lived by me that we were pretty close, but hadn't really plugged into another best friend. So this gal comes along, and this is who she was. She came from a, let's say, for Temecula being so small, she came from a bigger city, also a very rough city. And she hung out with her older cousin. So she was tough. Like, and she had tried all the things that I didn't even know existed. All of you, name it. I mean, I know in fifth grade now, looking back, there were other girls that, you know, the other kids that tried things too, but I was so naive and unaware.
Like, what type of things?
Yes, what type of things? Naughty stuff.
Middle schooler stuff.
And I can tell you, in elementary school, there were the kids that smoked already.
Okay.
Had sex already. Mm-hmm. You know, like, maybe the parents that weren't as involved, the kids, you know, maybe wouldn't go out and hide and stuff. I mean, I was like, that just never comes to my mind. And even when I would hear about it, I wouldn't believe it because I can't believe that kids that age do that.
No way.
Oh, so in seventh grade, I know all the things she had done, but I can tell you, like, she had snuck out of the house and she went to parties with her older cousin and all these things that I'm like, oh,
yeah.
And when I say she's tough, this, I will never forget this. I think, I am pretty sure there was a kid old in eighth grade, a dude. He was a little troublemaker.
He had a mustache and everything.
No, he was a grandchild. You know, and he was like a tough guy and kind of one of the rebel guys in eighth grade. Well, I think he must have been giving her a hard time or something, because, you know, that was something new to our little community, is somebody that had experienced life, you know, outside of Temecula. So I think he was giving her a hard time. And there was this rumors that they were going to fight at lunch. What? And sure as heck, if she didn't fight him at lunch and kick his...
Oh my God. No way.
She never heard of a boy and a girl fighting. In seventh grade.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And she, at that point, like, nobody messed with her after that. And I'm more not attracted to her, you know, like, attracted to being friends with her.
Yeah.
And can't tell you exactly when it actually happened, but knowing me, I was probably like working on it. Another thing about me is when I want something, I work to get it. So I remember we started being friends and hanging out, and I would tell my mom about her. And there was a day that my mom said, you know, I'm not sure I like your hanging out with her. I think she's a bad influence on you. And I said to my mom, I don't understand. Why does she have to be the influence on me? Why can't I be a good influence on her?
Good question.
That's what my mom said. My mom was like, well, I've not really ever thought of that. And she's like, okay. And I think it was my confidence in my position that my mom trusted and said, okay. And so instead of discouraging me from hanging out with her, I encouraged my mom to give me a chance, you know, to maybe get to her. Now, the funny thing is, she was raised as a Christian, and she's today, you wouldn't even know it was the same girl. But yeah, she's
you still know her today?
Oh, yeah. I talk to her at least once a year. She's very kind of a homebody and kind of just does her family. But yeah, she's not about big groups, and she won't come to like events and stuff. But she's an amazing woman. Yeah. She changed like come eighth grade. Like it didn't last very long.
Okay.
Temecula's not really like back then, especially, you couldn't really be a rebel with this
guy. Yeah.
Because it just wasn't that environment here. So yeah, we really bonded, and she would come over all the time, and we had so much fun, and we ended up, I mean, I would say that, but it was just like kind of our group of friends and the people that, you know, she started hanging out with all of us, and you just let go of your old ways because it's not the place for it, you know?
So she changed once you guys started hanging out.
Yeah.
Because maybe you did influence her.
Right. Well, that me along with our community. I think that's not, you know, everybody at school, like there wasn't really a place for her to be.
True.
So, she was a rebel before everybody else was a rebel. So she got it out of her system.
I think. True. Okay.
But amazing girlfriend, amazing. Like, we were best friends all the way till we graduated high school, and then, you know, kind of went our separate ways. But that's why we're still friends today, because we never had any like falling outs or anything. It was awesome. Great friendship.
I love that.
But she was with, she was really close to me because we transitioned into eighth grade. And back then we used to go to Rancho Community Church, which is a really, really big church here today. They had alpha teens, I think, in middle school, and then high teens when you went to high school. So it was like Wednesday night, you know, basically like school or fellowship for kids on a weeknight. But it also gave you like a social atmosphere, you know, where you got to hang out with all your friends. So we would all get there early so we could hang out in the parking lot, and then we'd go in, you know, like the host was. They'd have activities and stuff for us. It was really fun. And then we would tell our parents that it ended later than it did so we could hang out later. But we, through that, we ended up going to church camp. And by eighth grade, I had a different unfortunately, I grew out of the little awkward sixth and seventh grade.
Yeah.
And kind of really came into my own eighth grade. By eighth grade, everything had turned around for me, and I was back to like not being awkward. I got through my hormonal phase, and
oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Tough
time. Yeah. Yeah. Notice how I kind of basically just rolled over that time. Something else really like, besides failing class and then, you know, meeting my girlfriend, kind of just floundering a little bit. It was really, really substantial. Seventh grade, eighth grade turned around and became a really fun year for me. I'll never forget the first day of eighth grade. My sister Brandy, she was going into sixth grade. And we pull up to the school. And, you know, eighth grade now, I'm the top of the school. Our class
is big dog.
Well, if you ever watched Grease, the movie, then you'll know this line. So I get out of the car and Brandy opens her door to get out. And she says to my mom, She's gonna rule the school.
That's adorable.
You remember that
one? Yes.
From Greece?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna rule the school. Like, so I think Rizzo said that. But yeah, so it ended up being such a fun year, you know, like, still small enough class that everybody was really good friends and stuff. So anyway, we ended up going to church camp, and there was probably 7 of us, I think, that went to church camp. And I wish I could remember exactly chronologically, but I know that my first kiss with my crush was by a pine tree up at church camp. There was snow on the ground. It was, I was so excited. And he gave me his hat, and I wore his hat all church camp because we had so much fun. So that was amazing. And I like head over heels, first love.
Are you still friends with him today?
I am. Yes.
And was he your boyfriend? Like,
so we came home from church camp as boyfriend and girlfriend. And really, with the relationship that we have today and like what it felt to me then, you would have thought it was 5 years we were together. We were together 6 months.
Oh, a long time.
Well, kind of. But so he lived by my aunt. And so I would go to my aunt's house all the time. And then we would I got to know his and his brothers. And we were really like friends. My mom was friends with his mom. And so we'd go to church, you know, our high teen or it was middle school, so I guess it's still off.
Did he still go to the same school that you went to?
Middle school? Yes, went to the same school. This is what happened. So we were 8th grade, and then summer came, and we were still together, but he started acting different and getting more distant. And he ended up breaking my heart. I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Breaking my heart. We cried for 3 days. 3 days.
I feel like we should go Aga's house after this.
Right?
Do something middle.
But the reason he broke up with me is because he wanted to be single going into high school.
Play the field.
I'm like, dude, you're a freshman going into high school. It's not like you're going to get all these older girls, but whatever. Well, I'll be happy to say it. I fired on him because then I was single for high school. Oh, yeah. The older guys definitely go for the younger girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have walked in with a body on his arm.
Oh, yes.
He missed out.
Right. Yeah, we are so really, really, my kids call him uncle, and we're still very.
What? I don't know who it is.
Oh.
You don't have to say him.
Well, yeah, I mean, you say anybody's name without really asking them.
I was like, wait, do I know him?
Yeah, he's there, but and his wife's grandmother. He was
I know.
You have like 1,000 different people there.
I know. I think I know.
Because we'll tell you more about the 50th, and I'll tell you more about him because there is another story following your graduation. But yeah, so anyway, but we, he was great for 8th grade. We had so much fun. Yeah, and his best friend, his best friend dated one of my best friends for a little bit. But we, you know, that's when like, we went to the movies all together. We would go hang out at each other's houses. I had a trampoline in my backyard, so everybody liked going over and jumping on the trampoline. But yeah, and the most of the time, the way we got to see each other was high teens at the church. So that was fun. Any questions, guys? Yes.
No.
Yeah. The girls are trying to guess who it is, and they're guessing.
They guessed right.
Yeah.
I feel like we're asking along the way today, so I don't have any questions right now.
Maybe you guys are. So anyway, then 8th grade. Oh, 8th grade graduation. Yes, I was still with my first love for 8th grade graduation. I actually have a picture of him walking, through the line, and it's cut out in the shape of a heart. When you used to print pictures,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But for me, this is, I don't know if this will surprise you guys or not, but for 8th grade graduation, my aunt, 8th grade graduation on the shelf real quick. Let's go back a month or so before that. My mom or my aunt found this buttery yellow, Southern Belle dress. And for some reason they bought it me. It was my size and everything. I put it on. I literally looked like I came out of like,
was it like a little
gown?
Gown
with a hoop in it.
Oh my gosh.
So if you can picture with a little parasail.
Parasol.
Parasol. They are. The whole thing. And I decided after putting that on, that's what I was going to wear to my eighth grade graduation.
Ooh.
Why?
I don't know. If I could get in my younger self's back.
I'm the same age. I cannot imagine.
Because back then, that's what was in style.
Was not.
Are you?
I mean, I lived on the other side of the country, but I'm not sure it was.
No,
it was not in style in any way, shape, or form. Not in
28 years.
Not on the moon. Not
88. 88-ish.
87, I feel.
Like. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. That.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe 86. 86, 87. It was 87. Yeah. Because then
you're like 13 years.
13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, So then that's not all, guys. So I decided that it would be perfect if I got a pair of yellow high tops to go with it. So mom bought me a pair of yellow high tops and I wore my Southern Belle dress with my yellow high tops to eighth grade graduation. I do want to say, because I feel like Ryan. I feel like he was embarrassed that day, but let me go back a second, guys, because I really embarrassed him. This is where I should have known it was coming that he was at break up with me, because we went for our eighth grade field trip to Disneyland, and I broke out with infantigo. Have you ever heard of that?
I had it when I was.
You get that? It's like cold sores around the whole mouth.
Yeah.
So obviously, I was teased like I had some kind of
disease,
which I did, but I didn't get it from anything naughty because I was not naughty.
Yeah, definitely.
And I only ever kissed him. So if we want to talk about whose fault it was, it definitely wasn't my fault. But anyways, I have infantigo around my mouth. And he didn't want to hang out with me that day.
Aww.
I'm sorry. I love you. You know I love you. But it's true. That's my story. He didn't want to hang out with me that day. So he wanted to hang out with his friends. So the girls hung out with me. And we all got like embroidered hats. And mine's their lips.
Oh,
that's so funny. So I had to like embrace it. Because I'm walking around eighth grade graduation. Like the whole Disneyland is eighth graders, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't even like say, well, you don't want to hang out with me. I'll hang out with a different
guy. I feel like not many eighth graders would embrace that.
No, I would never do that.
It's me. For
why? I did not clean it out even once.
Run the candle sound.
I can't stop laughing.
Robin,
what are you laughing about?
Two words?
Yeah. Yep. That was me that day. Yeah. So, I mean, I had a great time at Disneyland. Don't get me wrong, but it was definitely a little scarred as well. So at least I didn't have infantigo at graduation, but I did have my Southern Belle dress. That was a little embarrassing for him. Embarrassed. I literally, I'll tell you, like, I mean, a little side note about even when I was in high school, I had the worst acne, but I never knew it.
Same.
My mom knew it. She took me to get treatment, but I never knew it. Like, you would never know. And my sister, yes, you did call me this. My younger sister called me pizza face.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? I didn't care. Like, it did not affect me. And when I looked at pictures, I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's so good, because that stuff. It's one of the biggest things that like affects kids of an age.
It's
like what other people think about them.
Yes.
You were just so like
nonchalant.
I totally wish I was more like that.
So minded. You have to be. You have to be confident in who you are and just
know that
it's a period of your life and time and it's going to go away. And that's the thing. I feel like I attribute it also to my parents who just always, you know, lifted us up and and shared like confidence with like
so
confidence in us. And you know, anytime, like, even though my mom, she didn't know I had it because she took me to get treatment, but it's like it was always reinforced. First of all, I always knew God loved me. So I had that like in the bank, and I knew my parents loved me in the bank. So I didn't have the look on our people's, like, I don't know what approval, yeah. I guess. But also, you know, I don't know where I really got that to a point where I just didn't care, but I beat to my own drum. And if you liked it, great. And if you didn't, oh well.
Intriguing.
I never got my feelings hurt. I definitely got my feelings hurt. Like when I got punched in the stomach. you know, and by the knuckle sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
The team of girls, yes. Giving me the knuckle sandwich. And then in high school, I did get. Gal just didn't like me, and actually there was a couple gals that didn't like me, and it did hurt my feelings, but I don't, you couldn't beat me down over like my style or my personality or my looks. That part didn't, it just didn't seem to get to me. And you know, I don't, it's not like I have this like crazy sense of myself. It's just that I don't, maybe I don't have high expectations. Like I don't have an, I don't know how to say it, like a, I wanted to say like a high expectation of my looks or anything, but I just don't, you know, like
you're confident in the start.
I don't know. But I don't know why. I don't know why. I guess it's just an inner thing that you have. And it's like, it doesn't really matter what you see in the mirror. It's, you just have that strength inside of you.
You definitely can't win them all.
Right.
Just can't.
Mm-mm. It's true. But I'm like, how can I? Like I do that. I feel like I do that with my kids, kind of pass that on to my kids. But how would I pass it on to someone like me that didn't have a solid family life, or, you know, the parents weren't lifting? Like, how do you encourage people that don't have that to still understand that it's like an inside thing that you are in control of, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really nobody else can, there can say things to you, but it's you that take it and turn it and internalize it, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, some people have an easier time than others with not internalizing things, but I feel like I coach myself a lot. I have to walk in my house at any given time and I'm alone or in the car. I'm always talking to myself.
Yeah.
It's like you would think there was five other people in this, but I'm always coaching myself. And any circumstance that like frustrates me or bothers me, and I tend to have like a mind over matter ability. So, good thing. Anyway, it definitely has been a blessing
for sure.
My little infantigo face. It survived Disneyland. But yeah, summer. Then we headed into summer, and it was a fun summer. But of course, you know, as you're going into your freshman year of school, you've got to try out for whatever fall sports are coming up. So I wanted to be a cheerleader. Miss Uncoordinated wanted to be a cheerleader. So I really brought my spirit game, guys. A lot of spirit energy. So the splits did not happen. my tough girlfriend, she was not ever going to be a cheerleader, but had another really close best friend, sixth grade, that also we all like hung out together. She did cheerleading. So that was fun.
Did she play any other sports, or was she involved in any other activities? Or
No, she wasn't. I forgot to mention, when I moved to Temecula, I joined softball. And I played softball for, well, until I...
Like until last year.
Well, that's a whole other story. When I really hung in my cleats and back.
For TV or for like another
league? No, it was like the girls, like Tri-Valley girls softball or something. And so I feel like the club league. Yeah. Like tons of girls I went to school with were on, you know, in the league and on my team. I mean, we go back all of our little team picture. And it's so cute to see everybody and literally can name every single person in there to this day. Like, and we're all on social media still together. Sometimes people will post like team pictures from back then. But this is funny. So we, So first of all, let me finish that and then I'll go to the thing. I was second base. I was a very, very average player. I played with heart. But I was average. And I'm an athlete. Like, I am a natural athlete. But for some reason, I don't know. I think I was on a team of some really good players. So, and then I never really, like, I don't practice stuff, like, on my own. Yeah. So I just was average because I didn't try to be better, I think. But, I remember my biggest hit was a double, and that was very exciting for me. Yeah. It was very exciting. It was an earned double. It wasn't like a mistakes double. That was a big deal. I loved that. And then I played softball until eighth grade. I played in eighth grade. And then, when you go to high school, it's a whole nother ball game. Yeah. No pun intended. Absolutely pun intended. Then you're playing with the whole team is all those girls. They're serious.
And so
I probably would have loved to continue playing, but I just, like, there's no way I would have. So by default, I went to cheerleading. Not longer either. I was uncoordinated and not flexible, but, you know, I have a loud mouth and a lot of spirit. And that worked.
Cheerleading is tough to do real quick.
I mean, today, you cheer, but
it's hard to do
in my day.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard.
I was also a high school cheerleader, so it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't
not like nowadays. Nowadays, it's like,
I mean, the hardest thing we did was like crazy lifts, athletes. Like where you had to lift. And there's technique to it. I mean, it's, we weren't. And it wasn't very competitive out here anyway. We didn't fall. We were in a very low league. But going going back to softball days, this is a funny story. We had an ice cream parlor in Temecula. And it was called O'Toole. Now, that means not the boondocks, I guess.
Wait, what?
O'Toole.
Is that like Irish?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't know. It was like O. I mean, it seems like it.
Yeah.
O apostrophe T O L.
It means out in the boondocks?
Not the boonies or like, O'Toole. Like you're out in the O'Toole, I guess. I think. That's what they told us anyway. But here's the weird part. This is where it gets weird. So I don't know why, but Mom referred to our private as a toolie.
That makes sense.
It would just. That's what we call it. So when our toolie's open, we were like,
what?
Why? Sorry. So we found out what it meant, and then it was like, I don't even remember. I'm sure we asked Mom, but I don't know. We're gonna go deeper into that conversation. But that was so we used to go to O'Toole's. There's softball games. The greatest bubblegum ice cream. But also, it was the first time I ever saw a piano that played by itself.
That's so Irish. It's like an Irish, it's a little bar to me.
It was an Irish ice cream shop.
Especially the piano, I believe.
Every time we were dressed, we would request it. Bad. Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
Baddest man in the whole damn town. We're not allowed to say damn, so we'd say darn town. Like, baddest man in the whole darn town. Anyway, so good times. And then we'd go to a pizza place, that was there too. It was actually there right next door to there. The best time. And then of course every time you went in the pizza place, you saw everybody else in town because it was the only pizza place in town. So good memories of all that stuff. So I think that's, I mean, if I continue on, then we head into high school, but I think we can break today? What do you think? I forgot that the one, remember the story that I was telling you yesterday that I wanted to remember to tell? So Rhonda and I went to, little side note, Rhonda and I went with the boys to Phoenix, Arizona, I guess. Well, Saturday, we left like noon. No, 11.
10.
Oh, 10. We left. 10:30.
Yeah,
it's fine. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, it sort of matters because it takes 5 hours to get there. So long. Really long to get there because it's through the desert. It takes forever.
But it was so worth it.
It was very worth it, except for I am going to say that Ticketmaster gave you an option to book your hotel when you're booking your tickets. So we went to the Hondo Rodeo and because the Old Dominion's one of my favorite bands. So Old Dominion and Zac Brown Band, Chicken Pie Song.
Yes.
They were playing. So, but we wanted to do the rodeo too. And so the rodeo was starting at like 5. And so we got into town right at 5 and we were like, cool, we'll just check into our hotel and we'll get dressed and we'll go to the rodeo and everything's great. Well, we get there and we go to check in and they're like, we don't have you in the system. What? How is it possible? Look at my confirmation. I have a confirmation from Ticketmaster and they don't have us in the system. So then she goes, well, let me go talk to my manager because I don't know what to do about that. So she goes and talks to her manager. She comes back out. She goes, you're going to have to call Ticketmaster. We don't even have any rooms available and you're not in our system. That night we had no room to stay in at that point. It's sold out because NASCAR and the rodeo, everything sold out. Oh, I was so mad. So anyway, we spent a while trying to find another hotel and then just said, you know what? Let's get to the rodeo because we're going to miss the whole thing if we don't. So we ran into the bathroom, we all shaved in the bathroom, and then went to the rodeo and ended up paying like 3 times the amount. So don't worry. I'll make sure it's reimbursed for sure.
Please.
So anyway, on the way back, we listened to a podcast that we've already, like the first time Rhonda's listened through the podcast, the other couple ones we did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shoot, I forgot to tell the story. So I want to tell it today. All I have to say, I want to tell this today. So it was basically between elementary and middle school, or maybe in middle school. It doesn't matter. When my papa and grandma used to come out and stay with us, I'm going to save this note for later, but my papa smoked cigarettes. As long as I can remember, he smoked cigarettes. And every time they would come out and stay with us, we would hound him to smoking. My mom smoked when my dad met her, but then he like lit a cigarette and looked so stupid that embarrassed her. And so she quit smoking. You know, it was kind of a thing he did to try to get her to quit smoking. Well, she quit smoking and then she got pregnant with me. So that's good. But, my papa smoked, my dad's dead. And we always tried to get him to quit. And we would always say our prayers at night. But I would help him quit smoking. That was our big thing that we really wanted Papa to quit smoking. So good for him. And we didn't like it. And it stunk and all that stuff. So anyway, there's this one night, my Papa used to go out to the front and he'd smoke his cigarette and come back in. This one night he comes in the front door and he looks like he saw a ghost. He is pale. He is blazed over like a zombie. And he walks into the front door and he's not saying anything. And so we're like, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? And so everybody starts like, my mom comes in the room. My dad, what's going on? Dad, what's going on? And he's just staring at us. And then he goes, I'm outside. I'm like, okay. So I remember we're all kind of sneaking outside. Like, what's going on? We used to have a bat that would hang right in our entryway. So we're like, is there a bat attacking? Like, what's happening? So we go outside. We go in front of the garage. There's asphalt. It was an asphalt driveway in front of the garage. And the cars were like not all the way pulled forward to the garage. And so he said, I stood there and was smoking. Look. And we look. And there's this wet circle on the asphalt. What is that? He said, a rain cloud came over just me and rained on me and put my cigarette out.
Shut up.
Swear.
That's crazy.
Swear. And he never smoked again.
That's so crazy. It's like God put out your cigarette.
Yes. He's not a believer.
It's crazy. That is crazy.
I know. It was unbelievable. I mean, even us who are totally of faith, like it's just, you don't get to see those kind of things, you know, and he is, you know, he's Catholic because Italian Catholic, yeah. But he was like, he couldn't believe it. And we couldn't either. And couldn't even picture a little rain cloud. Like, it's like a cartoon where the rain cloud comes over and then just rains on you. Not a cloud in the sky when we went out there. Not a cloud.
It's not even almost realistic.
I know, you would think someone went on the roof and like,
yeah,
put a little like hose over him or something. Yeah, no. So that was the story. Yeah, he quit. He never smoked again after that.
How amazing is that?
Huh. It was really great. So that was when I was, what, like 12-ish. Yeah. And he passed away about, what was 24 years ago. So I'm not really good at math. It was a long time that he didn't smoke. Long time, yeah. Wow. So that was a fun story. That was kind of from that era before we moved that I wanted to share with you guys.
That's crazy.
Not cool.
Yeah. I wish that could happen to more people.
I know.
That we know.
It'd be so helpful. And
it really would.
We just see like a funny thing.
Yeah. A believer.
But yeah, like a little rain cloud. But you know, sometimes like rain clouds are looked at as like a sad thing, but in that case, it's
thing. Heck yeah.
Rain cloud. Didn't need your bumper shoot for that.
Rain cloud. Was he wet?
Was he wet? Yes. Okay. But not like, no.
Oh.
He wasn't drenched. He was like, damn.
It's crazy.
I know.
I love that story.
I know. It's pretty cool. It's one of those things like, you know, it's not like, I don't know. It's one of those things that you put in your memory bank, but what brings it out? So that's why when I was talking to you yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm going to remember to share that. It's a good one. So anyways, there is some stuff like, we did move from that house, the 3-bedroom my dad ends up building a home. That was my sophomore year. So my freshman year, I think we'll just start off with my freshman year next time and go from there. But so you guys, we're all good? We're all set?
Yes.
Yes. I'm good to go.
Learned a lot.
Well,
yeah.
Happy Veterans Day to our veterans. Thank you so much for your service.
Yes.
And thank you, ladies.
Of course.
It's always fun. And I hope our listeners enjoy as much as we do. But that's not all. We'll be back next week and we'll start school together.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.